If we picture that the Lord was born on Christmas Eve, then today, Jesus, the baby Jesus, would be 8 days old. Now, do you remember from the story what happens in Jesus' life when he is 8 days old? There's two things. I'll read the story. It's just one verse. And you see if you can tell me what the two things that happened to Jesus when he's 8 days old. And when 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcising of the little child, his name was called Jesus, which he was called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. So now, can you tell me one of the things that happened when he was 8 days old? It's kind of hard to understand. There's two things. One is he was circumcised, and the other one was he received his name. His name was Jesus, that's right. Now there's another story in the Christmas stories about another little boy who also was circumcised and received his name when he was 8 days old. Yes?
John.
Right. I'll read that story too. And for Elizabeth, the time was fulfilled that she should bring forth, and she gave birth to a son. And her neighbors and kinsfolk heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy with her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the young child, and they called him by the name of his father, Zacharias. And his mother answered and said, "Not so, but he shall be called John." And they said to her, "There is no one of thy kinsfolk who is called by this name." And they beckoned to his father what he willed to have him called. And he asked for a tablet and wrote, saying, "John is his name." And they all marveled. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue, and he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all who dwelt around them. And all these sayings were talked of in all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard put them in their hearts, saying, "Who then shall this little child be?" And the hand of the Lord was with him. So there's another story of a little boy who when he was born, when he was 8 days old, he was circumcised and received his name. Those two things go together.
John.
John, that's right. Now, circumcision is like our baptism. It's a kind of washing or cleaning, getting rid of things that are dirty so that they don't make you sick. And that's the thing that the Lord gave as a sign that you belonged to the church. Now, so how do you think we wash ourselves spiritually? How do we clean ourselves spiritually? Well, the things that are dirt in our lives that make us sick are things when we do that are wrong, that are bad things. And the Lord tells us, "Thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness." He says, these are the things that are going to make you sick and unhappy. So you need to wash those out of your life, and then you can be healthy and happy. And all the people around you too. So that's how we wash ourselves spiritually, is by keeping the Lord's commandments, keeping bad things out of our life. And then your name stands for everything someone knows about you. Like when someone says your name, if they know you, immediately they picture everything they know about you and all they love about you. Like when we say the name Jesus, immediately you start to remember the stories about Christmas and Easter and all the other wonderful things the Lord did. So when parents, some parents even today, still give you your name when you're baptized, and what they're hoping is that you're going to grow up to be someone who washes himself spiritually, someone who pushes the bad things out of his life so that we can follow the Lord, and that way you can be happy. Now this custom of circumcising and giving the name began at the time of Abram. Do you remember him? Yehovah came to Abram and said, "I'm going to promise you two things. One is, I'm going to give you the whole beautiful land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey for you and your family to live in." And the second thing he promised was, "I will give you as many children as the stars." And those are two wonderful promises that the Lord made to Abraham, but he said, In return, what you need to do is to be circumcised yourself and circumcise all your children who come after you. And Abram agreed to do that. So, what is the promised land that the Lord wants to give us? What is the beautiful place the Lord wants us to come? Yes?
Heaven,
that's right. Very good. And what is like? Is it like for us to receive as many children as the stars? Well, you know how happy it makes a mama and daddy when the Lord gives them a new baby? Well, the Lord's promise to give us as many children as the stars means the Lord's promising to keep giving us wonderfully happy states forever and ever in heaven. But to do that, we need to wash ourselves. We need to get the bad things out of our life so that we can be happy in heaven. So you can see how they go together, the promises and circumcision. And then the Lord can give you a new name as you wash yourself. Just like Abram's name was changed from Abram to Abraham, the Lord put the sound in Abraham from his own name, Yehovah. Yehovah. Hear the sound? He put that into Abraham's name. Well, in a similar way, the Lord wants to kind of change your name, change who you are. He wants to make you into an angel, someone who doesn't even want to do bad things anymore. In that way, you'll be very happy in heaven. Now, this happened on the eighth day. The eighth day represents the beginning of a new week, because you have the 7 days of the week, and then the eighth day is the beginning of a new week. And in a similar way, today is the first day of a new year. So in these stories, the Lord is telling us how we can make a new beginning, a fresh start, and how we can have a very happy year. What we need to do is wash ourselves spiritually by keeping the Lord's commandments. Not doing the bad things that the Lord teaches us we mustn't do, and then we will all have a very good year no matter what happens. Amen.